just me. Girl, you gotta dance, dance and shake your brain. We just wanna party, party just for you. We just want the money.
To me, this feels like African metal. It's so, so hard. It makes you want to fucking mosh everything.
I start punching.
Yeah, it's the Two Blunt Podcast.
What up, y'all?
Mofos and Mofest. What's going on, y'all?
What's going on? It's Keith Lewis.
It's your boy Naka.
There we go.
What you smoking on?
White 99.
White 99 again.
The game. You know?
It's a sequel, right?
It's the things that you love. You know, and it's cheap.
If you find something good, keep going.
It's cheap.
Stick with it.
It's cheap. And it don't taste terrible.
Yeah. This is America. No, I got what is it? Silver Summit.
Silver Summit. Where'd you get that shit?
I gotta carry him. Cherry Peak. You know. Yeah, this is Gorilla. They cold people.
You sound bougie when you say it.
Nah.
Cherry Peak.
It's out in Glendale. It's a cool little spot.
Starting to sound bougie or bougie?
It's cool. It's a cool little spot. You know, sometimes you gotta. Your boy hit the shake, you know? Hit him with the shake deal.
I remember back in the day, I would buy 2 ounces of white weed, and then I'd go back the next day and get 2 ounces of shake. I would always have weed. In another life.
So how often you hit the top shelf?
Not now, none.
Not now, not never?
No.
See, I don't really fuck with, like, it gotta be like some special shit, I guess. I don't know.
I think it's the product of working in the dispensary. You know, you start seeing everything,
and all of it don't make sense.
None of it makes sense. You remember the first time I went to Dave & Buster's? I was like, look at this. And by the time I was like, this shit. So it was like, it's like, oh, arcades are cool until you realize that assholes make them. You know, same thing with weed. Weed is cool until you realize assholes grow it. And so, how often do you hit the puppies?
Nah, you know, boy tight. Not very often. It's one of those, like, you know, you gotta take, like, you gotta take yourself and, you know, go buy some shit. Just go
treat yourself,
blow some money, you know. Every once in a while, like, one out of every 10, we gonna blow a little money. Does it become the weed purchase?
I used to try to blow money up. If I'm gonna blow some money, I want to blow some money on some shit that'll make me some money.
Yeah, that's it. That's
right.
You got it.
If I'm gonna fuck some money up, this shit.
Like you say, black man,
get your money, black man.
Hey, that gotta do it. I get it. That makes sense to me. So,
actor, comedian, rapper, everything a black man should aspire. the nerdiest black kid could do. All three with class, elegance. I respect that man so much.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm always talking about Kanye West is a genius. I ain't seen him in a movie. Seen that nigga do shit yet.
Oh, shit. So it's the 4th of July, you know.
America.
We recording on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Network gonna pay me for this shit.
My work, I'm getting paid right now.
I need to find my contract.
Why? They should have got to give you a better contract. I work at home and they're paying me. They paid me for Juneteenth. I didn't even know it. I said, okay. Reparations started.
Nah, we did it. You know, I don't get no fucking holiday pay.
That's what the flag is backwards for niggas like you out there for no holiday.
The struggle, huh?
The struggle, niggas.
Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of us.
Yeah. Not the American
Everybody
average.
Everybody that got to work beings. On that bullshit.
Man. 4th of July is about war ending, starting. Did Jesus get crucified today? What happened? Is it St. Patrick's Day?
Wait, what?
which day is it? Which day is it?
Oh, shit.
Did Jesus get crucified? Is that the day today?
I don't know. I guess it depends on who you ask.
Hey, was he born or something?
Hey, man. I don't know.
Okay, so, like, I don't know what Mormons believe, but I know it ends up in Kansas, like, or some shit like that. It ends up in, like, a place where it don't make sense.
Wait,
so I'm thinking, like, maybe it's something weird like that happened today, but no, it's just July 4th, just the Independence Day, right?
This nigga high.
Mm-hmm.
What
day is it?
I said it. It's the 4th of July, nigga.
Man, I know what day it is.
Independence Day.
Oh, okay. You give me a holiday name. You said the 4th of July. I was
nigga,
like,
that's the holiday.
That's today also.
That's the holiday.
The 4th of July. You just missing the year.
The 2022? Day is the holiday. That's what they. Hey, man.
Oh, you right.
I didn't make it.
That is weird.
That's what it is.
It's weird.
What you doing for the 4th? It's the 4th.
Nobody says nobody what you're doing for the 5th, huh? That's not something they say.
I don't hear many people go, what are your Independence Day plans? What's your plans for the 4th?
Yeah, that's how I know I work inside now.
Roll off better, too. Who the fuck want to spit out all that Independence Day?
I don't know.
That's a lot of shit. Rather than the 4th?
I mean, there's other words you know, that could have used for the entire thing.
4th of July, just the 4th.
I've been working inside for like a couple years, man. I ain't talking to nobody.
You ain't going
to? I work at night.
You going to watch some fireworks?
No, I can hear them around my house, though.
You sure them as fireworks?
No, some of them's guns.
Okay.
Some of them's guns. You ever heard, like, you be looking for the fireworks? Like,
you be like, ain't no colors. Where the colors?
You like, damn.
That's funny.
So, yeah.
You got any other, no plans? You ain't going to go to none of the festivities? I don't know.
What
fireworks?
Happens?
I guess it's all barbecues and fireworks, right?
Yeah. I barbecued a couple days ago. Didn't even think about it. I just wanted to try making pulled pork.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I just don't be thinking about holidays. I was like, which one is it? Is it the Jesus one or the American one? Or is it the green one? You know what I'm saying? With the drunk white people outside. Tell me which day it is.
Oh, shit.
Name it. Is it Independence Day? It sounds like that should be right. It's not cold. There's some shit. Nobody's cooking, dressing.
You ever go to any of the little festivity joints and shit?
I think I've been to a couple. Like, I lived down Peoria. I would walk up to the park, and they would shoot fireworks. And then I would get nervous and leave, because I was like, I don't trust these people aren't drunk. Because I'm drunk. One time I was doing mushrooms.
I used to go every once in a while. They had the outdoor lacrosse would do their fireworks show. They had a game at the football stadium.
I don't like crowds and fireworks.
So you'd be you watch the game, which nobody pay attention to the game.
Yeah.
And then after, it'd be a big ass fireworks show. Like, I want to say 3 years ago was the last time I went. And it was like, that shit had like Stranger Things fucking looking fireworks and shit. Oh no. I ain't doing a motherfucking thing. Cook some food, eat, chill.
Play basketball, Madden or something like that.
Watch Madden. I need to get on my Oculus, fool. I got an Oculus.
You need to get on it?
I've gotten on Oculus once.
Seems
just
fair.
To watch Summer Jam.
I don't think that's how you get on Oculus. That's not what they... I guess they did want you
hey,
to
that shit was
join
dope,
the Metaverse.
Man. That shit was dope as fuck.
Were you on stage with them?
Nah, I was like front row, like right there. It was like three.
Stacked on top.
It's just the camera angles was like right there on like.
Would you pay for it?
Damn near the speakers.
You
know
what? Would you pay for it?
Pay for what?
Summer Jam, Oculus only, cost $10.99 for the show.
Maybe.
And so you're like.
Because it was cool. I mean. It was like being at Summer Jam a little bit, but not really. Like, I don't like being in the crowd. I don't like being in them seats at concerts because that's too close and motherfuckers be trying to dance and not everybody got rhythm. Like when we went to the Red Rock concert, you know what I'm saying? Like there was moments where you got to kind of post up and be like, hey, man, what are you doing? Like, hey, homie, you're in my bubble. Like
you're at Red Rocks.
You in my bubble. I need a bubble.
These people have bubbles.
I have a bubble.
I know, but like these are eroded bubbles all around.
I know, and that's the problem. Don't be fucking with my bubble.
Well, if he doesn't have a bubble, how you going to bounce off of your bubble if his bubble's just gone? He's
that's what I'm saying.
Just pop on in
so
there.
So just when you touch my bubble, back the fuck up.
Oh, man.
Just know the bubble and scoot the fuck back,
you
man.
Got a Sonic the Hedgehog bubble?
We just got out of this bubble. Yes. This shit. Bong. That should be fucking me up. Like, stop hitting my shit.
Oh, nigga, knock a loss his coin.
It's them rings, man.
Oh, shit.
But no, I don't, like, I would. I would pay $10 for that.
Okay.
Because it was dope. It was like being right there.
Can you imagine being the person that has to perform that show with no
crowd? It's funny because you
no people in front of you?
No, it was a full stadium, though. They were still at a stadium.
Oh,
they
just had you were just a camera.
Yeah.
You and 5 million other people stacked on top of each
other. It's funny because they have you got your little characters. Because you got an Oculus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you made your little profile dude or whatever?
No.
What?
Nah, man, I just kind of like.
You
got to
make a little profile because you got to get into, that's how you get in there.
I didn't make the profile,
so
bro.
You got a little, you
they
had,
they asked
I
for
didn't
Facebook.
Have a choice.
They asked for Facebook and I was like, damn, you want like my ad.
Oh, yeah. You
on my ad data. I see that, you hoe ass nigga.
Oh, which one you got?
We just use a spammy, you know.
Oh, okay. You burner? You got you a burner? Okay. You know, all right. I get.
Because I don't want weird ads, you know?
Whatever. I don't. Yeah. I don't be on that shit anyways. But yeah, so you have your little person, and then like they got these platforms that you can go stand at. You could move around to, and it gave you different perspectives. Like you'll be higher up on the picture.
Oh, okay.
Or you could be lower and shit, and there'd be people in there, and they'd be trying to fist bump you and shit. In the metaverse, I guess. You and your little...
Oh, shit. So you made some friends, my nigga?
Yeah.
This nigga not going in there and made some friends. He said...
I didn't.
I met Daniel. He cool. We had nachos together.
They was talking, though. Like, when you go next to people, you could hear them talk, which was weird as fuck.
Why was that weird, man? Because
I didn't want to be talking to nobody, so I was talking...
Keep the same energy.
I'm talking to people in the house and shit. Yeah. Like,
at the concert that I have at my house.
Everybody else is like, oh, this shit is pretty dope. This shit is lit. And my dude running around like, hey, grab that from the kitchen. Grab that from the kitchen. I'm not trying to talk on that shit, but I guess
there's no mute.
I think there's a mute.
There's got to be a mute for the kitchen talk.
I hope so.
Bro, you didn't even find a mute button first.
I just sat there.
So $10.99, you pay that.
To go watch Summer Jam?
Go.
Go in the Oculus and watch Summer Jam.
Still a verb-y word.
You don't like that? You use it too much?
Seems like you're just putting some glasses on.
That's an action.
And then, I mean, it does feel like being inside three, like those glasses, they really take your world away.
There's an NBA one where apparently it's like sitting courtside or some shit.
I want the food of courtside. I want to spill some nachos and let somebody. Did he spill some nachos? I want to be like, good job to everybody. Good job. Good job. Good job. I want to do that courtside. I don't want to talk shit. Mm-hmm. And spill nachos.
But I mean, you going to pay $800 for the ticket?
If I can get a ticket to courtside and I have the money.
You can get a ticket.
Yeah, but I don't have the money. I want to not financially tear myself apart.
Well, $10.99.
Nope,
you can be right front stage.
But I can't spill nachos. I can't.
You can spill whatever you want in your house.
No, I want to spill it on the court.
I'll come sell you a little plastic bin of nachos for $17.
Get up with the Oculus, hey man. Can I order some nachos?
you know, around here we got first class shit. I'll come bring you the nachos.
No,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying?
No,
tip your boy out. You know, you get the whole experience.
Here we go. The other experience I want also. And that I do not want from you when I have glasses on is I want a ball to be thrown and it'd be like, oh, and I want to catch it. Wow, got it. You look. Yeah. And I jump, shoot three, run.
Oh, you
miss
think,
it.
Oh.
And then dunk it.
That's going to happen in real life.
They get me right to the NBA.
Oh, okay. created Keaton. That's that creative player, man.
The creative player comes out. But no, I definitely would just like to sit courtside, eat the nachos, most likely spill them, get drunk a little bit, say good job to everybody, and then probably never go back again because I don't watch that much basketball. You know, just a one-time thing. This is not like I've been waiting to be courtside. If it happens, we're there. You know, I'm gonna act like I got some sense, spill some nachos, get a little
I'm
drunk.
Never paying courtside.
To get hit in the face with the ball, bro, it's probably
never,
worth it, man.
I'm never paying for courtside.
I want to go see, like, the worst team possible, though.
Do they refund you your shit when do they re? I wonder if they give you shit like when the ball hits your shit, like your $15 nachos.
It's gonna be like $35.
The ball hits you. Do you get some nachos? Do you get some new nachos?
No, you pay.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
See, fuck that. I need them back.
But I'm sitting courtside.
I need a fresh new pan.
And everybody's heard
coming
me tell them
hot,
good job.
Like,
you want a fresh
on
new
the
pan?
Fly, like whoever, like they should see that.
You're paying premium prices. You're probably going to get that kind of service.
I wonder.
I'm going to imagine. There's like a person just down there under the court just hitting a button, pushing them up to you. Thank you. I'm your chef. Damn if you need anything else. And just close them back under your seat. Courtside seats. They're magical.
Oh, this nigga.
You ever seen Spike Lee at a courtside game? He looks so happy. He's miserable most times, but he looks so happy. He's watching the worst team play.
I don't know. I was going to say, I don't think I ever seen Spike happy.
Happy.
He's a Knicks fan. He'd be mad as a motherfucker.
I mean, in the beginning, he's happy. He's still happy because he's there. He knows the Knicks are going to lose. That's how you bet right there. I'm going to bet on the Knicks all next year. Under.
I sat courtside once.
Oh. Isn't that nice? Look at you.
My sister, she took my nephew to, he was a super fucking Iverson fan.
So you got to see, what the fuck?
And so, yeah, we just sitting.
Back up. You got to see that. You're sitting across from me right now.
It was cool. The fucking mascot had my throat. Like, I wasn't supposed to be going. It was like on a, just, hey, you want to go to the game with us?
Mm-hmm. Going.
I didn't get my hair braided, and that was when it was in fro mode, like, yeah. So I had to fucking fro, and the fucking mascot came over fucking with me and shit.
Yep.
Didn't like that.
But Allen Iverson was there.
Yeah.
He played? Mm-hmm. You were right there? Did you give him a high five? Mm-mm. Damn, you should have tried to Mike steal his powers.
Wait.
Didn't that what happened? Lil Bow Wow killed Michael Jordan and stole his shoes, and then stole his powers. What happened in that movie?
He had some shoes, I think.
Oh, he didn't.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I'm mixing up holes.
I know some shoes that made him dope.
So yeah, steal some shoes, get some power, bro. I'm in the NBA now.
What's your favorite movie like that? The kids sports movies.
Johnny Tsunami from Disney Channel. It sounds crazy. What? Yeah. This is a Hawaiian.
It's a movie?
It's a whole movie. Remembered it so fast, didn't I?
Oh, shit.
So this Hawaiian kid tries to become a snowboarder. His family moves. It's sad. So he's a surfer. He's the best surfer. And they're like, no, nigga, you got to be on a different board. So they take him around the bougie white people, and they're on skis. And they're like, we ski. And he go around the black food. Like, no, we snowboard around here. And he got dread beanies on. Hair short because they're all rich. Snowboarding, we're able to keep it there. So he starts snowboarding because he finds a new board. And then his grandpa come out. He's like,
this is a real movie?
I'm explaining the whole movie. What you fuck?
You be explaining a lot of shit. But sometimes, Johnny Tsunami. What's his name?
Johnny Tsunami.
Johnny Tsunami.
That was one of my favorite sports kid movies.
And it was on.
Look, he's on a surfboard and in the snow.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, he's a darker kid on TV. I was like, whatever happens. Ooh, I'm tired of seeing Billy make it.
Oh my god.
Is it an ethnic person? We'll take that nigga.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
He fucked up. He never acted again. It's a terrible movie. But sports movies, yeah. I didn't like Mike. I was like, what the fuck?
Like Mike wasn't dope.
No.
Hardball was my shit.
Is Hardball?
The one with the baseball when it was with Keanu Reeves full?
Oh shit.
G-Baby.
I want to let you know this shit is serious looking, my nigga.
You ain't ever watched that one?
No, I feel like I watched this one. The kids dies and shit. I'm good.
Yeah.
Fuck.
For G-Baby.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hey, check me out, bro. What the fuck? You see this happy looking go lucky picture right here, nigga?
Oh, shit.
And you had to do it. Your favorite shit is to do it for G-Baby?
I don't know. Oh, shit, nigga. Steelo Brim was in that movie?
Steelo Brim was in the movie. With motherfucking Michael B. Jordan. They were all little, though. So I don't like it when kids. Oh, you see him right there, man. Look at Steelo. Oh wait, they all look black to me. So they all
look black. Oh, you tripping? Well, I don't know if that's my favorite.
God I don't remember this fucking movie. Look, kid. I looked at the face. The big old four. He died. Look at. God damn.
Oh shit.
Gotta do it. Look at. Go get G baby. No, man. Why? Look at Michael B. Jordan. Got black lips like he was smoking weed. What the fuck?
That's how the fuck is.
G-Baby is Steelo Brown. I can't see him in another fish. Steelo Brown is G-Baby. He grew into that head. That's who it is, man. You ain't seen it? Okay.
I hope he's not.
Oh, you don't even want to know what I mean? Okay, man. You already mad about it now. You know Steelo Brown's kid with the big head. Look at his head now. Look at that shit.
Who else could Sterling? He was Sterling? I don't know who Sterling is.
Is G-Baby real name? No. I think G-Baby is really a G-Baby now. He thugged out. Look, goddamn, G-Baby. He said, I never acted again. I stayed in the streets for real.
Shit. He did some other shit. Gary's Playhouse.
Come on, man. What you talking about? You in a movie with Keanu Reeves. Look at the rest of the people acting. Look at his picture. I ain't trying to diss G Baby and know his thug, right. But like he stayed to be G Baby. He was.
What's another good one?
After you, what's you another? Torn it apart with this terrible, scary ass.
They play baseball, man.
I don't want to grow up in the
hood. Inspiring.
What were you doing? Once again, oh, I was watching G Johnny Tsunami.
Man, they wasn't. They nobody expected them to. They counted them out. They didn't believe in him. Only Keanu Reeves.
Talking to a person that
he didn't even believe in him at first.
How was he supposed to? He came.
He had
the Matrix.
To be introduced to see how.
Hell no!
Oh shit!
Hell
I'm just
no!
Saying, man,
the first thing
movie,
I think of is this Disney Channel character. That his hardest problem was, damn, the girl liked the black food.
Oh shit!
Like, these niggas is dead kids in here. Come on, man! I thought you had some.
I'll come with another pick.
Yeah, you got. I mean, this is your second pick. Your first pick is crazy rough. What is gonna?
I'm gonna phone a friend.
Huh?
We gonna. What's that show? Who wants to be a millionaire? I'm gonna call somebody to come through for me.
Okay.
Let's call the homie Ferg. We're gonna call the homie Ferg and ask him. What's the best kids sports movie?
Kids sports movie.
Because yours, they were surfing. Surfing counted as a sport, right?
Yeah, most of the things are sports. Right. Surfing and snowboarding. So I was feeling like you came with this scary ass. What the fuck?
This wasn't scary. Why was it scary? They was playing baseball.
Nah, it wasn't scary. It's just ridiculous. Oh, man. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hell yeah, you're kind of low, but I can hear you.
Can you hear me more? Can you hear me more now?
Can you hear me more? Can you hear me more?
Is it more or less?
The same, nigga.
What up, fool?
What up? Y'all niggas is super low.
We're super low?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can change that.
Keaton don't know what he's doing. Keaton don't know how to mix this shit. All
right. It's louder now, though.
Louder now?
Yep, it's good.
Okay.
What up, fool?
Not shit. What's up, y'all?
Not shit. You know, we on here live.
Yeah.
You the first time caller, you know.
First time.
I'm phoning a friend. I need some help. I need some movie help. And you just the person. So, we talking about kids sports movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it? Like Mike and then...
Johnny Tsunami.
Have you ever heard of Johnny Tsunami?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
See?
Hey.
That's Keaton's favorite movie. That's Keaton's shit. So, I said Hardball. And Keaton said that shit was too dark and depressing. So I need some help.
He does, because that was
Hardball is pretty hard. I would have thought about that one.
It's the first thing he said.
I mean, that Johnny Tsunami got Lee Thompson in it though, the famous Jet Jackson.
See, what I'm saying, it was like I don't know that. It was a movie set up. It was like black versus white. I was like, hell yeah, I'm snowboarding for life.
I never.
Well, you know who the famous Jet Jackson is?
Yeah, I know who the famous Jet Jackson is.
No.
No, I don't know. You know, I don't know that shit.
No, that nigga don't know.
No,
he was
not
a little black dude. He had a little show where he was supposed to be like an action star, but he was like a regular kid. And then
is that the kid that
he
died?
He went on to do some mm-hmm. like adult show, but he ended up like killing himself.
Yep.
Like,
okay.
Wait a second. He killed himself. I thought he just died.
No, like eight. I don't know, like 8-9 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Child star syndrome.
See, I know who he was. I didn't watch that shit though.
So am I supposed to figure out which one of those two is the best?
No, you're supposed to come through and help me because I got it. Keaton said I got to switch my pickup.
No, you got to switch. You got to add one.
He said that was too dark.
It's a scary pick.
Keaton don't like the hood.
I mean, like our bar is hard.
Hardball
is pretty dope. Hardball is pretty dope. I never would have thought about that. But I mean, like obvious answers like Little Giants.
Oh. God damn it.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I can fucks with that one. You look,
I think this is my second.
The Ice Box. You know what I'm saying?
The Mighty Ducks.
Yep.
Okay.
There was this movie that came on Disney Channel, I think. Can't remember the name of it, though. It used to be my shit. It was about this kid from California. And he moved to, like, Wisconsin or some shit. And then they used to have these, like, rollerblade battles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Is it called Brink or something like that?
Yeah,
niggas was on Disney Channel, bro.
I was Nickelodeon, cuz.
Nah, man, Disney had the shit. They had niggas doing extra shit. Always had kids moving.
You can't be named Nick and not be Team Nickelodeon.
Is that what you did?
I was down. Orange was my favorite color too. Nice, so the whole shit was all orange.
Fuck my life.
Fuck that mouse. You know.
The mouse was never involved in none of this shit. He never showed up once.
But that was the gang back when we was little. You was either Nickelodeon or Disney. That was the gang.
I mean,
young I was Disney, but then them teenage years, about teenage years and all that, Keenan and Kel was popping off. It was like, damn.
Yeah. Like child variety shows became, yeah.
Yeah, so I was watching that. I wasn't watching I ain't fuck with the Disney
Adventures
shit.
Of Pete and Pete, you actually be my shit. Nickelodeon.
Doug.
Hey, fool, did you know Steelo Brim was in Hardball?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
He was Baby G. He was G Baby.
According to Google.
No, he's not G Baby. G Baby actually sells crack now. G Baby.
Keaton hella judging G Baby because of this picture. He do.
him and Michael B. Jordan is like best friends, so that makes sense. Cause I'm pretty sure Michael B. Jordan's in that shit too.
Yep, he was in that shit.
Yeah, niggas still probably still be like, we couldn't have done nothing with Dwayne. He couldn't. He's still a nigga.
Little G Baby took his role way too seriously.
You in a movie with Keanu Reeves and you don't make it, you fucked up.
Yeah, that's
you
real.
Fucked up. You fucked up. And Diane Lane, she white enough. She got red hair. I don't know.
She's in a bunch of movies, I think.
She looked like she in a bunch of movies. It looks like a lot of white women, it looks like they in a bunch of movies. She looked. they all kind of look the same. You know, they all kind of Renee Zellweger.
Oh, shit. All right. I mean, they all.
Hollywood is particular about their white women. I promise you.
Okay. Oh shit.
Oh my god, y'all niggas are silly.
Oh man, so that's we going with what, Little Giants? That's the hit. I like that one.
I mean, yeah, if you're thinking like kid, family appropriate, no crying in there, no sad parts.
Yeah. I'm with him.
What was the one with the kid with the baseball and he had like the arm?
Oh, rookie of the year.
Was that the Cubs? I think
he broke his arm and he started throwing the missiles after it.
Hell yeah.
You know what? Thanks to TikTok, that fool is the fool in American Pie that be trying to, that he got with the girl with the blonde hair and they kind of broke up. He wasn't like, he was one of the main ones in the clique, but he wasn't like Stifler or
he didn't have speaking roles. Other fool.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Kind of curly hair, and he's like, because he's on TikTok talking about, yeah, I was in this, and I was like, oh shit, you were fucking, we don't want to pitch your belly at your ass.
Yep, that's exactly, yep, that's the movie, that's the one.
Yeah. That's where we like, Henry, Zin, Burger.
See, that's why you phone this. That's why I phone my friend on this on movies. This cat right here.
This nigga knows coming pop through. Culture. And when he said, "Yeah, I know Johnny Tsunami," I was like, "Damn."
See, I was hoping we get to clown you a little bit more on that.
Hi,
because that's some bullshit. You said that shit way too quick. And
oh, I was too happy about it. Yeah,
you said that shit proudly.
I was like, I was team snowboard. I'm still team snowboard because of that movie. I promise you.
You ever snowboarded?
No, never.
Yeah, you ain't done it though, huh?
No, seems like I'm out of shape for that.
Keaton Tsunami.
No, he was something like some kind of Asian. What are you talking about? He was an island person.
Like, I can't wait for somebody to ask what my favorite movie is.
Oh shit! I don't know shit about movies. So,
mm-hmm. You phoned the right person. Ferg.
What up?
Have you heard about the? The 4th of July, you know it's happening today?
Hot dog eating contest.
The homie drank I don't know if you saw the little black dude drank like a gallon of juice He got Badlands something. He big dude.
Yeah.
Apparently they had a lemonade chugging or some shit.
No.
And this nigga chugged a big ass jug of lemonade.
Mm-mm.
So now that's what they doing too.
Jug of lemonade?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of sugar.
Would you would you get in a hot dog eating contest?
I can't eat like that. I can't, especially like long. I have a gag reflex that will just tear you apart.
Right, I struggle to brush my goddamn teeth.
Yeah, I'll evacuate my like everything in my stomach. Burgers, hot dog, anything that gets jammed back there.
You know, like, everything gotta go.
Everything goes. So I can judge, you know, I can judge like he won, she won, but there's no goddamn way I can shove food down my throat. Without
TikTok got me fucked up on hot dogs anyway, so like I'm hot dog in front of a man anyway these days, so slamming them down my throat like that is
just inhaling that shit too, like what is wrong with you, man? What make you want to do that?
Dip it in some water and
what make you think that's really like? I mean, I guess you got to train and shit, but still, that's nasty too. Like,
I mean, what don't you get though?
All of it. I don't like to eat though. Like, shit. I'm cool. Maybe two times a day is a lot of food. Like, your boy was doing it big. Like, so to eat 45 hot dogs in 20 minutes, that's nasty. Like,
what especially are you the way doing? You said nasty.
There's no food that I want to do that to. Like, even watching like Cookie Monster when you was a kid, like that shit don't even look entertaining. You just be smashing cookies. Like,
that's too many cookies. Yeah,
what are you doing? Like, you gonna make it not good anymore? Did I even want a cookie for like 6 months now? Like, for what? Like, fuck that. Nah, so that don't make sense to me.
Gag reflex is the reason I can't shove anything down my throat. Like, it just will throw up. Fear factor is always, like, terrifying to me.
So we got Ferg. Ferg, you got to take one for the squad?
Mm-mm.
You joined
him? I wouldn't do hot dogs. It was like a cinnamon roll eating contest.
Cinnabon, let's sponsor that shit.
Oh, my God. It's gonna be...
We got your first contestant.
Shit. I don't know.
Just do that shit in the mall. We do that shit in the mall, right next to the kiosk, right next to the stand, so then people can still get their food.
All I know is niggas gonna need a motherfucking nurse next to you. You do a motherfucking cinnamon roll eating contest.
That shit thick as a motherfucker.
Yeah. Somebody perform the tracheotomy, guys. Cinnamon roll.
Oh,
the
shit.
Cinnamon roll didn't make it through, so yeah, no, man.
Oh, that's funny.
That's instant diabetes.
You got any plans for the holiday?
Nah, man, I don't. I decided I'm not celebrating 4th of July.
So he figured, yeah, he figured it wasn't a thing, I mean, too. Yeah,
it's just Monday.
Yeah, I thought it was just.
I get Mondays off, so luckily it's just Monday. It's my day off.
I get paid for today, they say. It'll be on my check. I just, you know, reap the rewards of somebody else's war, huh?
You pay for Juneteenth, nigga?
Yeah, I got paid for Juneteenth, too, which was cool. I got paid like 2 years in a row now.
That's dope.
Yeah.
The wife had that shit off, and I was like, man.
Oh, my God.
White people jumping on holidays.
Wait a minute. Wait a fucking minute.
So you're not going to work.
You should do something productive. you should do an extra chore, too. I feel like a little bit more of the house duties is on you.
Holy shit. Yeah, well.
Today's my day independent.
Nigga puts a hat on, some suspenders, a white shirt to get to work. Get the kids working, too. Want them beans shut by sundown.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's what you should do.
Nah, yeah, I don't.
Juneteenth, that'd be a good celebration. That's how you celebrate right there. Role reverse. 1860 style.
I'm with it. You know,
ooh, that one. That's the purge at that
one
point.
One day,
we just we'll fucking.
Start, we start oh with a day, God. Then we lead into the whole month of February.
Let's not go that far. Much. That's way too much. We're in purge territory then. No, you're not coming on my land.
Oh, that's funny.
And you're just talking back. This is my land now, boy. You're just like, oh my God, this is confusing. So I think we're unstable enough. Let's not one day.
We start with one day.
A couple people just kind of act outlandishly racist towards the racist people in the weirdest way possible. Maybe you have like a little movement of just funny happening.
You gotta stay off the book today. I'm staying off social media. I don't want to see all that shit.
I never get on that shit at all. Anyway, it's not even.
These cats be wild, man.
What'd they do?
It's just shit. You see, man. You just gotta look and laugh.
All I know is, nigga, are they eating watermelon? Is the watermelon? Are niggas eating watermelon this year? After what Omarion did to watermelon.
Yeah, O'Melion. They call that fool O'Melion.
O'Melion? I don't think you should give him the name of anything that's a melon at this point. He's a disgrace.
He did it.
Like, what? Like, I feel like.
You feel?
I feel like the curtain on R&B singers just got, like, in a week. Man, there was just so many videos of like Genuine. I know you seen the Genuine doing this little
thing. Oh, the little worm wiggle.
Oh God, no. I watched one video for an entire week.
It's so funny because 20 years ago that nigga killed that shit and had all of us doing it too. And now it just don't look the same. The rolls don't roll like the main.
Probably a bad idea back then too, honestly. It's a shit idea.
It might have been, but it looked a lot better, boy. It looked a lot smoother.
Well, the definition on TV was worse back then as well.
He looked like when you spill something and you try to back up real quick to get away from it.
Shut up. That's always what it's looked like. You guys saw that shit like 240p.
Hot lava was coming in to scoot away.
Maybe, like, how old is Genuine? He's older now.
He in his 50-somethings. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, no scandal, so he's doing good.
Oh, man. He messed it up. Yeah, he put a hit on. And then Omarion. That battle was hilarious, man.
Y'all, from start to finish, nigga. Like,
they battled?
I mean.
Not Omarion and Genuine.
No.
Omarion and Mario.
Yes.
Yeah, Mario was very talented.
Mario killed it. Yeah, Mario was
Was amazing. He used his vocal range. He didn't try to dance. And even when he did, he still fucking sang. I realized in that thing, like he said, that like everybody did, like, oh, there's two types of R&B singers. There's dudes that dance that can't sing, and there's dudes that can sing, can dance a little bit.
He's a singer, and Omarion's a performer.
Right. Which one would you rather want to see, though?
I mean... I'm about to hit the beehive with this one. Oh, shit. That was always my thing about Beyonce. Motherfuckers would be like, she's the best singer. Like, no. Adele can sing. Like, people will go to watch Adele just stand there and sing. Beyonce can have fireworks and dances and glitter.
Sparkles and
right, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying she ain't dope, but like, she's an entertainer. Like, she ain't no singer. Like, I mean, people went and saw Whitney just sit there and sing because she's insane.
Because she was like, oh, this is mesmerizing. Like, people go watch people dance and be like, I feel something.
So do you think Beyonce can't sing, or she just...
I think she's a...
She does too much, or is it she doing too much? You know, sometimes somebody, you be like, okay, he's dope, he can hoop, but he be doing too much because he think he knows that he can hoop. So then he be trying to be, you know what I'm saying? Is Beyonce doing too much, or she just can't? She ain't no singer.
I think she be doing too much. I mean, that new song is trash. I don't know if you heard that.
I ain't even listened after the Drake album, and everybody was like, it sounds just like it.
Yep.
Well, they're probably capitalizing on the money they can make overseas.
Because
if it's the same thing, then it's that.
It's the dance shit. It's the Drake got, man, that Drake shit. I was cool on it.
Only 300 million people live in America. It's 8 billion people on the planet. You might want to start diversifying your bonds, nigga. Probably nigga start telling them motherfuckers, look, you sold to America. We get it. You're mad about black stuff. Make some in there.
Yep.
That's all it is. Cash grab. Give me that.
I mean,
I want to be a billionaire.
That's fine,
too.
But he can't have mine. Mm-mm. He ain't getting no more streams.
He don't need it. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
Carlos down there.
Oh shit!
So, You got a new revenue stream. We don't need you niggas no more. I got braids now, and I married a million women on TV. I'm just like, what the fuck? I watched the video. I was like, I just wanted to hear some bad music. I didn't want to watch this crazy shit. This is polygamy? What the fuck? I was like, oh no. Don't do that. Niggas do anything else. There's a whole state for that. There's a whole state. Fuck. So yeah.
Did you listen to the album though?
No, I listened to and I was done with one. Fuck, you can't do that music, man. It gets, I can hear it. So it's just like, oh my god.
So then you know what? It just sounds like Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like
songs in.
It's like when you walking down the strip and you just hear that faint music and you're like, somebody had a party somewhere. Like there's a pool party going on somewhere. That's it's that shit. Like,
but I can be publicly drunk there, you know? There's a, a fucking plus side.
Have a nice little slushy.
Yeah.
We gotta hit that shit, man. We gotta, when we get off the phone, we gonna plan that shit.
But okay.
We can record now. I got the equipment. We can do that shit on the road.
Naga's got the equipment. It's fucking Batman now. Would you rather drive than fly? I thought about that. The drive is so cool.
The drive is cool, but with gas prices now, he's right.
You one of them? No, I'm just playing.
He's right, though. The gas prices are $5 everywhere.
The shit is expensive. Mm-hmm. You mad?
Yeah. But not at, like,
Joe Biden for
why
that?
Would I be mad at him? He don't own companies. That's what I'm saying. I can't be mad at that nigga. Oh, you'll be mad at the nigga that don't own oil companies. That don't make no fucking sense. So, no, not mad. I'm mad at capitalism. I'm mad at the system. How about that?
That the prices for the world, nigga. Like, yeah. What?
It's still his fault, man.
You said Joe Biden. He fell off that mic and gas prices went straight on up. Cause he
that shit was hilarious.
Oh, man. Shit. Oh. Hey, man, just thought about it. Gas prices are so high, niggas is only buying food for their kids.
Shit. I mean, nah, man. That ain't the reason. Gas prices ain't the reason. It's just... That made my kid, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Fuck I look like.
But gas prices is high. This is why you only get one cheeseburger in a small.
He got what his nigga, his little nigga like.
They got a large drink.
He got what, that's what the little homie wanted. The little homie wanted a lot of juice.
I texted
him. A lot of orange high C and a burger. So.
He placed his order, nigga. Got it. You know what I'm saying? Uber.
That's a good dad. Like, why they knocking that? You know what we talking about, Ferg?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Like, so, what, I'm just saying, like, why he not a good dad for that? He knew what his son liked, and he brought his son some fucking food. And then he tried to do a resolution, was like, okay, well, if he can't eat in front of his brothers and sisters, bring him to the car. I'll hit him with around the block real quick, let him smash his food. He come back home happy.
Full. Not hungry anymore. Not like his brothers.
They don't know. He just saw his daddy.
They know. They know.
Seeing his daddy, because
he gonna
happy.
Come back here smiling. Everybody will be stomach growling. How come your stomach ain't growling? So yeah,
was he wrong?
I mean, the way I look at it is when you look at it from the bigger picture,
mm-hmm.
you do something. And there's no way it could be construed like, oh, maybe he was trying to be a dick. Or maybe they were trying to be nice and it looked like this way. Like, there's no way you ain't trying to be a dick. I only take that one kid. I mean, there's a whole bunch of variables. Like,
gas prices.
Her was hella friends and cool. And I knew, like, you know, she couldn't afford it.
I think he had full, and he knew that. Because they talked about food stamps quite often.
Yeah, and then she said something like, and you still be trying to dabble or something.
Yeah, he's still trying to hit the pussy.
Hey, that's her fault.
How is that her fault? He's trying to hit the pussy.
Because he a dude. Like, what? Come on now. Like, hold up. So what? Why wouldn't he still? Like, he got to see this bitch every once in a while. Clearly, he smashed once, at least. So why would you not, like...
Why would you not go ahead and double
that's
up?
That's that old thing. Like, you just... Hey, maybe if he just... He ain't in a... Maybe he's single still, so what? Why does that make... I don't get it.
I mean...
It's like petty. I ain't gonna lie.
It's like, that little nigga go in the house, the rest of the kids gonna be like, uh-huh, you think you better than nothing, beat that ass?
Yeah, my daddy gave me McDonald's. Fuck y'all. I'm going to college. My daddy can mimic that. That nigga's gonna be uppity as a motherfucker. I promise. I know it already. It's a good idea.
So what he's supposed to do? He's not supposed to get. He's not supposed to do nothing. Then
I do what you want. This is a free country.
I would have just taken the McDonald's with me.
See, he's avoiding the problem, and I get that. We're gonna buy everybody a dollar cheeseburger. Cause I'm spending $4 anyway.
There is no dollar cheeseburger.
There's $1.29 or something like that.
No, not really. Not anymore. That shit like $2
for a cheeseburger. For the free?
What? Oh, I don't know. I don't.
I'm thinking like I don't know either, Nick.
I thought they got like a dollar menu, but that shit ain't a dollar no more.
Well, whatever's on the dollar menu, I don't care if it's a piece of bread.
I get that. Like, yeah, you know, sometimes I ain't got $25 to get everybody a happy meal. We all can't be happy, so why can't my son be happy?
Oh damn!
Where your daddy at to make you happy?
That's what he said. Like, where are their fathers? Can we all come over at the same time then? Can you schedule food?
Maybe you should let the other daddy dabble a little bit too, and then they could get McDonald's too.
Yeah, because those other three children aren't my kids. Is what he said. Three. Oh, I'd have been like, oh my god, my chest hurts. My whole chest hurts.
Like, I mean, as a person, yeah, I got him. If I can, I got these little niggas.
This, he did.
We
before,
just
though.
Get a 20-piece and y'all just have at it.
Just fight over
throw that shit down like just a lion cage and just
put a cage over him.
Let him get it. A large fry and a 20-piece.
Survival of the fittest.
They should be able to work this out amongst themselves. We're gonna build a bond.
Build a bond. We're build a one kid skinny and just malnourished as shit.
There's nothing but scraps left.
Hey, you gotta be quicker, son. Like, you gotta make it.
You gotta make it. Survival of the fittest. There's a reason you're skinny. There's a reason. There's a reason.
Blame your mama. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody else putting no 20 pieces. If all your other daddies put a six, even put a 6-piece in the pot, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming with the twomp.
And that comes into the picture too, like, is he the first kid or the last kid?
I think he's the last kid.
Oh, she responded, and he's the last kid. He's the youngest. Couple. So she was like, he been known that I got these kids. It's like, so what? Still so what? Yeah. I still don't get it. Like, if also, I can hook them up, I got them. But if not, hey.
Yeah, the greater good, the bigger picture is
I'm taking care of mine.
At least my kid is happy.
You know? Because, yeah, if I do throw the 20-piece out there for everybody, and y'all punk my kid and he only get 2 nuggets. Because
he's the smallest.
Then I'm the asshole. Like, then I'm still fucked up.
Damned if you do. Damned if you do. So. And damned if you don't.
Yeah, just don't take nobody no McDonald's when you want to show weekend and get a nigga McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. What do you want to eat? Well, you can't. Yeah, you can't have McDonald's at your mom's house. It's a touchy situation.
Can't. Your mom's a hoe.
Your mom, yeah, look, I'm going to explain what a hoe is. You see the eyelashes.
Okay, when you go back home, don't say none of this. But
just remember it. And don't make the same mistakes your father did. Be better than me, son.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep.
So, yeah, so we all in agreement. I mean, we got to get we'll get a female's perspective at some point. We got to hear from a female.
They're going to be super upset.
Oh, I hope not, because that's stupid, man.
I don't know.
I mean, I just think no matter doing that, no matter what, it's going to be a problem. There's no way she could just be like, oh, well, at least she was thinking about him. No, it's going to be a fight.
I know. We're all dying of starvation over here.
What she really should have done was took that shit, just ate it herself, and then been like, y'all can have whatever I was going to eat in the house that's left over. Y'all make something work.
Or a budget. Maybe a good old house budget will keep those food stamps rolling, you know, maybe even stacking if you don't.
I mean,
sells half of them.
But she, I don't know if you've seen the video, but like, she got super long eyelashes
and
she
hair.
Was looking hella done up. Like,
yeah, that could have
got a couple 20 pieces.
Could have been some sandwiches somewhere.
I feel like a 20 piece the way to go because it was like $7.
Nigga owned a 20 piece. You know what's crazy? You ain't talking about salsa.
They can't get no burgers or
fries,
nothing. You know what I'm saying?
A drink? No.
We get one large fry, you know. You get the app, you get the free joints, the discounts.
I don't know. I saw that dude. He didn't
look. You just gotta be a hustler, man.
I don't think he didn't look like he was like save money hustler. He looked like he was blowing it.
But I'm saying, like, she had her shit all done up. How you ain't How you gonna be complaining about the kids not having food, but you got them super fucking
everybody
big ass caterpillars on your face? Like, what the fuck is that shit?
Let's not talk about our eyes, because I have some things to say.
Oh,
they're crossed. They're not mates. So the eyelashes didn't help as well. So they,
that's what happens when only one gets McDonald's. The other one starts spiteful and they just mug each other the whole time.
So that was an issue I thought I had. I was like, oh, a wig, eyelashes, and eyes that don't match. God damn it. Thought this person was...
This nigga mean. How dare you have an opinion on something you cross eyes?
Just saying. This is what I saw. I'm just reporting what I saw. I was like, just this. If this is a problem. Well, you should just have crossed eyes. Work with that. Don't buy the other stuff. It makes you look weird with the crossed eyes. You know? Especially it makes you look like you're not budgeting well as well. So
she looked like a fucking Muppet, man.
She should have. I mean, both people looked like they were way too done up to be worried about food for kids.
Yeah, you could tell by their fits that their priorities was...
Priorities are slipping.
The battle was way before McDonald's came into the picture.
Yeah, it's not McDonald's fault these kids can't eat. So I get food stamps. Okay, yeah, you don't... Those roll over in most states. You can save and then...
Everybody was commenting, was like, that's because she be selling them shit so she can get her eyes done.
That's what I was thinking. I got to get this hair done, so...
Hey, man, shout out to the food stamp people. I know a couple of them still.
Do you know the food stamp people?
They just... Hey, have you ever seen it now? Now the new hustle is they just stand outside the store and be like, hey, let me come shop with you because I got the card. So let me come shop with you. And then you just pay me half of whatever the bill is.
No, the city has made me cold. Made me really cold. Anybody that's like, hey,
I'm telling you, man, they be at the grocery stores. You ever see some? They'll just be standing there and they be like, hey, man, let me do me a favor. I need to get some cash. So let me come in the store with you, and you just get whatever you was gonna get. But when it come time to pay, let me pay that shit and then give me half.
Shit.
Wow.
Nice.
City living in the city.
You don't say. Like, well, hold on. I didn't plan on all this. This wasn't on my list, but we gonna
everything is half off today.
This is fucking hell yeah. We are checking out of this play. Like, hold up. There is a
audible, go government.
Like a motherfucker. Yeah, man.
That's good on the government to do some stuff like that.
So, yeah, she could, you know, she'd be out there flipping them food. I know she'd be flipping them food stamps. That's fucked up, too.
For eyelashes, though. It'd be different if she was flipping the food stamps to fund some kind of drug organization. You know?
Something for profit.
Something for
profit. At least, like, put that shit, gamble, bet that shit or something.
Gamble, like, money laundering. You can do a lot of stuff in the situation she looks like she's in to make a quick buck. And buy all the eyelashes you
want. Maybe that's it. Maybe she got her OnlyFans. Nah.
That seems... I don't know the profit ratio on that, because you got to
buy... She should. Like, yeah, I mean, that's the route. That's the go route now. Shit get tough, make OnlyFans.
She really market those eyes. That would... So you're going to stand out.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
She should really lean into that. Just saying, if I was a... creative director on that site, I'd be like, well.
So my solution is just get a 20 piece. That's how we solve that, right?
I did like first solution. He said, take them all out to eat. Take them all.
What?
Yeah, take them all with you. Isn't that what you
said? No, not all of them.
Just with you.
Just take your kid. I'm taking my kid for a minute.
So that's
that. I need to talk to him.
Just lie about.
I need okay. So you bring all the kids food, you bringing the girl food?
No.
Yeah, you got another fuck in your hands.
You should be mad as hell. Like, yep, this 20 piece. You can't have none of these.
Like,
hey.
I fed these little niggas. No. What about me?
I think I'm at least if I have nice clothes, I'm not going to wear them over there. So when she does record me, I look like I'm struggling. Struggling just a little bit. Just put the suit back on. I don't know. I don't have a solution.
Oh, shit.
I want to side with her, but her points are so ridiculous. and I can't even.
We got to get a female's perspective.
Yeah, I can't even. Because I'm just like.
We'll move forward from that. Because,
like you said, gas prices are high. Clothes are expensive. You know, cotton's not coming in the same way like it used to. For black male sweatsuits that you would need to be in that type of situation. All you need is a sweatsuit, and you got that kind of thing happening in your life.
That's the shit that come with a sweatsuit.
Comes with the sweatsuit. You bought that and a baby mama. Oh, this one has three kids.
You got the deluxe joint. Yep. Okay. Well, hell yeah, Ferg.
Premium prices.
Good looking out on the
movie.
The movie shot. That was a good one.
Oh yeah.
That came through.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and all that.
This whole Keaton, man, he didn't know it was called the 4th of July.
I had to say
Independence Day.
I kept hearing you just say what day it was. I was like,
who says Independence Day?
And
who
I was calls like, why are that? You saying it like that?
As a black man, do you get to call it that?
I don't know. Ain't that what they amended the Constitution a little bit for them. I was born free, sir.
I'm a free man, sir.
Whoa. Born free.
But yeah, because.
Yeah. That was them. That wasn't me.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, they escaped. We've made it. To talk some shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, Ferg. Good looking out, homie. We're going to wrap this shit up in a little bit. So yep. We'll start hitting you up one more. We're going to bring Ferg in more.
Yeah, because this works.
Let's do it.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, I'm down.
Hell yeah, fool. We'll get at you.
Peace.
Bye, y'all.
That was amazing.
Well, that was fun.
That worked. Yeah,
that was cool.
All right, well.
Shout out to the big homie, Ferg.
That was cool. I mean.
He's not the big homie. But
is he not the big homie?
He's my homie. He's my big homie. I mean, he's not. I don't know. Here you go with that bullshit. You just jealous.
When I got best friends, I don't hear that shit. I get it. That's why I think it's funny. It's recognizable.
Oh, man. What's next holiday coming up?
Christmas. I don't know. Was it? What's August? I know what month it is.
July, August. I don't
shit. Fucking some pagan worship the moon holiday.
Do we just fall off on holidays for a minute?
Yeah, it's summer, so they said don't.
Man, I barely be knowing what day it is.
That's what I was surprised about when you were saying the day. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
We ain't got much shit coming up.
No.
Huh.
No.
Labor Day in September.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Labor Day, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Like you just said. You said it twice like I was like you just have defined it.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what we got coming up.
I don't know. Do I get paid for that?
It sounds like you should, right?
Sound like I should do some work for it, though, to be honest.
You need to earn that shit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's what all the other days is. You earn that day.
Who?
They did. Know.
I was.
I don't know. My job don't have holidays.
That's some fucked up shit, man. I think I get all of them. When they added June. They added Juneteenth like, when I started the company.
This is every fucking day, nigga.
I mean,
now we started getting, like,
George Floyd
the last 2 years because of COVID and shit, they had like Thanksgiving that was closed and shit. But
these here professionals over here, they had to
pay for that shit.
They had to look good.
They ain't no pay for that shit.
They got too many people on the line.
You just
should get paid.
Day off. Enjoy your day off.
Don't enjoy your day off if you're not getting paid for it.
So look, I mean, you know, holidays coming up soon, but we gonna do the Vegas road trip. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a Vegas trip.
If we can plane it and do your podcasting with the equipment we have, we can just plane it. These mics are gonna be a little fucked, but we just need mics.
We just have to get some lapel buckets, mics. Some $2 bucket fuck it mics.
Let's get some lapels. I have two lapels in the thing.
Oh, if we can get those, that'd be dope.
Mm-hmm. We have lapels. Just carry a backpack with us.
I got a backpack.
I know. Man, you always have
everybody
like
got a backpack.
Everything a young nigga might need. Everything you need. Not good, got it.
You just never know.
You were like a prepper, just not prepping for like doomsday.
Just common sense prepping, man. Yeah. Like, you just need some shit. Like, you just have some shit. You should always have some, you know.
I keep what you use.
some sand, you know, some hand sand, you know, you need lotion, you know, you need some chapstick, some eye drops, you know.
What the fuck is hand sand? Is that the shit you rock climb
hand
with?
Hand sanitizer.
Oh, I thought you used like the hand sanitizer. Is that what you...
No.
I was thinking about the Olympics.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, and then you can just carry chalk around.
Chalk around.
You got to slap a nigga. You need grip.
No, you don't. You shouldn't be slapping niggas, grabbing their face.
Oh, shit.
No slap needs that. That was fun with Ferg.
That was cool. We start calling a bunch of people.
Prank calling people.
We're just going to start fucking eyes and open up some shit, huh?
No, I'm not going to prank call people. That would be funny, though.
Crank hankers. People keep calling me while we doing this shit. I'm just going to answer it with them on it.
That'd be their fault. They have to sign a non-disclosure, you know, about what we talked about.
What?
Yep. I might say some crazy shit like I've done this entire podcast.
So Ferg got to sign an NDA?
No, he's cleared.
Like, wait, an NDA?
Yeah.
The fuck are we doing? Like,
I don't know. I felt like I said some crazy
shit. We can't
shit
have an NDA if we're putting this out.
No. But for the pump moment, for like a day or two.
Oh, they just can't leak?
It can't leak, yeah.
How they going to leak it?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know how this works.
Show network.
Just saying.
Oh.
Give me the day to release it before you start leaking it. Help me help us. Help you.
Help who?
Us. Just keep using, was it pronouns? That shit works.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we'll get some more calls in. We'll start doing that shit.
We have to call Johnny.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What else you got? You got nothing else?
No,
we
man.
We're going to enjoy the holiday. We're going
to
go. I got to go get on the grill for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I cook all the time on the grill, so let's not make it seem like...
what, you're a master pit master?
That I'm about to do this shit because it's the 4th. Because that's not what it is.
So you're not doing it for Hanukkah or whatever this is?
No.
You're not going to praise dead soldiers while you cook cows? What kind of meat are you cooking?
I got some fucking burgers. Some simple, nigga. Some pork chops.
I like smoking chicken.
I'm going to get some. I need to get some chicken because your boy want to start eating. That's my. I'm about to get on that.
The lean diet?
Mm-hmm. I don't like eating anyways, so.
You might as well hate it all the way.
Might as well do some basic shit.
This tastes gross. I'm going to be on kale soon.
Eat to survive.
Yeah, if you're going to eat to survive, you might as well eat the grossest shit possible.
Not to satisfy, eat to survive.
Kale.
Not to satisfy.
Nuts. If you're not, that's good. Good choice of protein. Mushrooms.
Nope.
I was trying to figure out, I was like, where's going to be third? Is mushrooms. Yeah. This will be enough.
Pushing the line. I was waiting for it, too.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Oh, shit.
Not the psychedelic ones. If you want psychedelic ones.
Nah.
That's what we should do in Vegas.
Well,
have a fucking Hunter S. Thompson Vegas. Three black guys.
Oh, shit.
We want them to the room.
And then record just...
Yeah. Mushrooms are super easy.
We'll plot that. Let's do some shit.
Super legal.
Hey. All right, mofos and mofets. It's your boys.
Keaton Lewis.
Naka.
Yeah.
2-1 Podcast, man. We gonna holler at y'all.
Nigga, and we used to conflict. Tony brand new YG sneakers into Louboutin kicks. Red bottoms, cause the blood bled out them all down. If I miss them 400, red dot them all down. I was thinking about walking up a stack of crates, but I was busy stacking cake. Cold fucking world, say the whole name. Cold thinky, Drizzy Drake, he got his own plane. Flew it all around the world and now back, bitch. 3 cribs in the same neighborhood, I'm that